Pakistan has strongly condemned Israel's continued aggression and atrocities in the occupied Palestinian territories, particularly in Gaza, stating that the latest military actions amount to war crimes under international law. In a statement issued by the Foreign Office on Thursday, Islamabad criticized Israel's indiscriminate violence, which it said had killed thousands of Palestinians, including women, children, medical staff, and humanitarian workers. The statement also denounced Israel's recent military push to seize new areas, including the illegal takeover of the Morag Corridor. It said the deliberate targeting of a UN-run clinic in Jabalia, where over 700 displaced civilians had sought refuge, was a flagrant violation of international humanitarian law. The Pakistani government expressed grave concern over the storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex by Israeli forces during Eid ul-Fitr, calling it a sacrilegious act and a deliberate provocation. These actions, coupled with Israel's clear intent to ethnically cleanse Palestinians from their homeland, constitute war crimes, the Foreign Office said. The statement also criticized the destruction of civilian infrastructure and the forced displacement of hundreds of thousands of people, calling such actions morally reprehensible and legally indefensible. Pakistan reaffirmed its support for the Palestinian right to self-determination and reiterated its call for an independent and contiguous Palestinian state based on pre-1967 borders, with Al-Quds Al-Sharif as its capital. Islamabad urged the international community to act decisively to prevent further loss of life and safeguard religious sites. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday that the military was dissecting the Gaza Strip and seizing territory to pressure Hamas into freeing hostages still held in the territory. It came as rescuers said 34 people were killed in continued Israeli strikes on the territory, including on a UN building. The military is dissecting the Gaza Strip and increasing the pressure step by step so that Hamas will return our hostages, Netanyahu said in a statement, adding that Israel is seizing territory, striking terrorists, and destroying infrastructure. He added that the army is taking control of the Morag Axis, a strip of land that is expected to run between the southern governorates of Khan Yunis and Rafah. The death toll from Israel's military campaign since October 2023 has risen to 50,399, the Gaza Health Ministry said on Tuesday, according to Anadolu News Agency.